The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Discuss one of the lesser known psukim and parshas Mishpatim. The reason why it's lesser known is because after all the big parshias of Dine Momenes and Parshas Mishpatim, there are several mitzvahs that escape the scrutiny of most people, because it's after the Iker part of Parshas Mishpatim, but before the end of Parshas Mishpatim, which is the last chelik of the experience of Klal Yisrael by Har Sinai. So one of the psukim is in Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vashvi'is Tishmeteno V'notashto. The seventh year, the land should be abandoned and it should be left ownerless. The produce of the field can be eaten by the poor and the leftovers can be eaten by the animals of the fields. Which is the mitzvah? Rishonim, based on Gemaras, understand this to be the mitzvah of Shmitas Karkois. Not in the context of not working the land during Shemitah. Those psukim, the surim, and the mitzvah of not working the land is in Parshas Bahar. That's not the context over here. The context over here is the produce of the land being left hefker. The hefker of the produce of Eretz Yisrael during the year of Shemitah. The ground itself, by the way, is not hefker. So in practical halachic, halacha l'maisa, what's done is, if a person has, let's say, an apple orchard, or an esrog orchard, Bnei Torah in Eretz Yisrael are regilim to go pick themselves esrogim by the pardes and by the orchards that are left hefker. Now the way it works is the field itself is not hefker, the field is owned. The ground is not rendered hefker by the Shemitah. So one is allowed to take care of his land, and nobody is allowed to destroy, trample, or otherwise trespass. But there has to be access to the fruit. You can't very well be mafki or something and then put it under lock and key. So the owner of a pardes, practically speaking, is allowed to limit access. He doesn't have to have people traipsing in at 2 o'clock in the morning. He also doesn't have to allow people in who are going to destroy, climb all over the trees, and destroy the trees and the ground for further usage. What he could do is he could have people under supervision in a limited sense, but they have to have full access to be able to get the fruits. The fruits are hefka, the ground is not. That's the first thing to remember. So he's allowed to have a sign, there's allowed the gate to the field is allowed to be locked, as long as there's a sign that says the key can be found, you know, by such and such a knock by the door of the house, and you can go get yourself produce, go pick yourself a basket of apples, or pick yourself enough esrogim for all your family members. The fruits are to be left hefker. What there is a fundamental machlokes between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef, a famous machlokes, where the Mabit and the Beis Yosef are the two great Bali Plukta that wrote by Richos on Yonei Shmita. We're talking about in the mid-1500s, the Heliga Beis Yosef, Mora Dara de Yisrael, together with the Mabit, the other Godel Hador who resided in the mid-1500s in Tzvas, and a lot of the Inyonim of Shemitah had not been practiced. There was almost no Jewish agriculture. Or we could probably say, if we say no Jewish agriculture, probably for 1,000-plus years before that. So really in the 1500s was the first time that the sugyas, many of the sugyas of Shemitah, were relevant literally in a millennium. So the Mabit and Beis Yosef wrote extensively, one of the famous machlokes was as to the status of Kedusha Shvi'ah, status of produce from a non-Jewish field in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. It has many different halachah l'maaseh ramifications. We've discussed in other shiur. What I want to discuss in the context of this pasuk is that the Mabit, this is in Chuvis Mabit Chelek Aleph Simin Yud Aleph, speaks by Richus that the Hefker, it's not like a regular hefker, Marshall. Let's say you want to be, according to many Rishonim, bittel chometz that we do on Erev Pesach is hefker. So what is that? You own a loaf of bread, you're mafkir it, and you leave it out for anybody. But that needs a verbal declaration. That needs an affirmation, more than an affirmation. You need a declaration that you're being mafkir the chometz. Ad kedei kach, the Rishonim want to know why don't you make a bracha. That declaration is a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's maybe it's bedibur. That's why we don't make a bracha. But al kapanim it's mechayiv. My bit says that's not what's going on by hefker of the produce of the field. It's not that you have to be mafkrit. The Torah was mafkrit. It's an automatic. What we would call, the Mabit calls it afkaito de malka, rachmonohu de afkrit. The Torah was mafkrit. It's an automatic happening. Meaning to say, let's say a person does not keep Shemitah, Chalila, and he does hold on to the produce of the land. The produce doesn't belong to him. What was he over? He was over that he's not practicing, practically, he's not acting up to the Hanahoga. The fruit is Hefka. But what he's doing is he's not allowing other people to access it. Beis Yosef says differently. The Beis Yosef says, and this is in Chuvas Avkis Reichel, along Arichu Simchav Beis, Chav Yom, Chav Dal, he holds that the fruits of the field, the ground, like we said, is not Hefka. The fruits are not automatically Hefka. You have to actively be Mafkered. So there's a mitzvah say to be Mafkir. If you're not Mafkir, itaka belongs to you. But you have a mitzvah say. You have about your personal mitzvah say. So here's a tremendous nafkamina between the two. They speak this out by Richus. He says that the produce of Eretz Yisrael is before your Mafkir. You have a personal mitzvah to be Mafkir, but otherwise the stuff is regular produce. It's mechuyev in Trumas and Isis. It's regular produce from Eretz Yisrael, mechuyev in Trumas and Isis. By the way, we'll just as an aside, it's not clear. What we have in the psukim is that there's two three-year cycles in terms of maisus. Shemitah, the agricultural cycle, it's also a 7-year cycle. Year one, you're mechuyev to take off from the produce of the field truma. Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. The second year again, Truma, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. The third year, Truma, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Oni. We're not going into the details now, we're just saying the words. The fourth year goes again to the first year, Truma, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. The sixth year, Truma, the fifth year, Truma, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. The sixth year, Truma, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Oni. So what do you do the seventh year? It's not mafurish. Why? Because people are mafkir. If you're mekayim it's sater, it's a moot question. You're not going to be mafurish because it's hefker. There's no trumas and maisis from hefker. If a person was to be over chalila and he was not mafkir, and he'd be mechuyev in trumas and maisis, what would he be mechuyev? That's a suffix. Basically, it's not sure. So maybe it's be mechuyev both. But it shouldn't be relevant because he should be being mafkir the produce. According to Mabit, the discussion wouldn't even be a discussion because according to the Mabit, the produce of Eretzol during the year of Shemitah is bechalal not owned by anybody. It's not shaykh to talk about there being trumas and maisos. That's a starting point. There are diukim. Achronim point out the Lashon Rashi and Roshana Daf Tezvav and Alf is Alma Noaga Bo Kedusha Shvius and Bechayiv Lafkure, is mechuyis v'mafkir, it would sound like the Beis Yosef. The Rambam, they have Stirius. We pointed out before, according to the Beis Yosef, who's mevatel mitzaseh? The one who's not mafkir. According to Mabit, the hefker happens by itself. Who's mevatel? One who doesn't act treating the produce like hefker. It really is hefker. But he locks his gate, he harvests and he puts the fruit inside. He doesn't treat it Kefi, it's hefker status. A little more subtle than being over on this mitzvah say, according to the Mabit. But there is another nafkmina between the Beis Yosef and the Mabit Lagabe Chumas and Maises, but if that's yen again, not for a person who's over. What happens if you coin a peiros that come from a karka shal akum? Grada, like we pointed out before, the Beis Yosef and the Mabit have a velt machloikis. According to the Mabit, peiros akum. It's again the story of Yesh Kerech Bial Akum Lafkia Midei Trumas Umaisis, Midei Kedushas Trumas Umaisis. Mabit holds that Shemitah is Yenoig in Goyesha produce. Beis Yosef holds that Shemitah is not Noig. Lukuli Alma, however, if Peiros comes from a Goyesha field and the Gemar Malocha the Meiruach, which means like this, let's be Magdim. Trumas Umaisis, when does it become mechuyev? When does produce from the fields of Eretz Yisrael become mechuyev? When is it also to eat without havras shum semais, what we call the issur tevel? And when is it mechuyev? The halacha is that since the gzeres hakosev is that the produce of Eretz Yisrael is mechuyev in shum semais when it's nigmar melachtom. Not when it's in the field, not when it's picked, but when it's turned into something that's ready for consumption or ready to be sold commercially. When is that? Basically, without getting into the details of Maseches Trumas and Maseches Maisus, when the stuff is picked in the field and it's put together in piles and it's put away in storage. It doesn't have to be processed. But when it's put away in storage, that's when it turns into a commodity. It's not just the growth of the field, it's a commodity. The commodity which comes from Paris of Eretz Yisrael is Mechuyev in Trumas and Maisus. That's when it becomes Mechuyev, and that's when it's also off the table. Good, Peres Shvius is as soon as it grows to the ground, because it has nothing to do with the production Shavoy. It's an automatic process. That's as an aside. Now, Les Mandapolik, Goyish produced produce that then made its way over, it was given over, it was sold, or whatever, to a Yid, and the Gemar Melocha of, again, putting it away, the processing, putting it away for storage, was done by a Yid, does become a Chuyiv. It does become a Chuyiv. Frektzich HaShayla. What about Trumas and Maisus? So the Halacha goes like this. According to the Mabit, it's Mechuyiv. According to Mabit, Goyish own produce, as soon as it grows, has Kedusha Shvi'is. And Mamela, they're Mufka Be'etzem from Trumas and Maisus. The Mabit has a Chumra and a Kula. According to the Mabit, the Halacha is that the Peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael automatically have Kedusha Shvi'is. They're Mufka from Mitzvahs that have to do with ownership, namely Trumas and Maisus. There's no chiyuv trumas and maisus. Other mitzvahs, by the way, yeah, orlo, let's say, that has no relevance to the ownership of the field. But trumas and maisus has to do with the ownership. Hefka is not mechuyev in trumas and maisus. The peiros of Eretz Yisrael are hefka. So even goyish own peiros, the goy is not mechuyev that his stuff should be hefka, but the produce has that kedusha shvius, which is mafkia in its shelo bailus. So mel, it's not mechuyev in trumas and maisus. Lu'umas came, mashayin came. According to the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef, be'etzem, the Paris of Eretz Yisrael can be mechuyev in Trumas and Maisus. They have shanks to ownership. You're mechuyev to be mafke. The guy's not mechuyev to be mafke, obviously. So, his produce does have a din of produce of Eretz Yisrael. There's no reason in the world why should not mechuyev Trumas and Maisus. They say that the Beis Yosef made a gzera that they should be mafish shumas and maisus from Paris Eretz Yisrael. They made that with the toikif of Venidui. That's where the whole discussion comes up, that the minhag in Yerushalayim for many years was to not keep Kedusha Shvius on Paris of Nochrim. And they say that you're not allowed to be machmir, faket. You have to treat it with the choymer of being mafish shumas and maisus, which would be a stereo. The two machleks in the Beis Yosef and the Mabit are tluyim zebozeh, bekitzer. Like we said, the minhag in Yerushalayim all the years was to consider Peiros of Nochrim as not having Kedusha Shvius, which would then tell us that Peiros Nochrim be'etzem ameshech shachit to Trumas and Maisus, and therefore you have to take Trumas and Maisus or Peiros Eretz Yisrael. And the flip side of that would be, even though it's not Mochrach Zebozeh, but it would be to treat the Hefker of Eretz Yisrael, of the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael, as something that you're Mechuyev to do. Like Beis Yosef. According to the Mabit, it's not that way. According to the Mabit, the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael be'etzem is hefker. It be'etzem has Kedusha Shvius. And even the produce from non-Jewish land be'etzem has Kedusha Shvius. It grows in Eretz Yisrael. During Shemitah, it's not Mechuyev Trumas and Maisus. It has Kedusha Shvius, and you don't have to be mafker. That's the Machloikis. The Chazon Ish named on very strongly. He very strongly accepted as a vadai the opinion of the machmir of the mabit, and therefore in Bnei Brak the machmir gomer and kedushas peres nochrim. It's becoming more popular in Shalayim to be machmir on keeping kedushas peres shvius of nochrim even in Yerushalayim. Again, that does not negate the need, so to speak, to be machmir the other side, to be mafid shumas and maisis. From Paris Nochrim that had its gemar melocha by Yisrael. It doesn't generally come up by the produce that they bring in a fruit store in Yerushalayim. What are they selling in the middle of Shemitah? They're selling Paris Nochrim. Paris of Eretz Yisrael, the vegetables that grow in a Jewish-owned field during Shemitah and Allah Yisrael, that's the gzera called Tzvichim. I'm not going to go into that now. But Derechla, what they're selling you in terms of vegetables in the middle of Shemitah, it comes from Goyish field. But because the Goyim made the Gemara Melocha, there's no chiv of Trumas and Maisers. And then there's only a discussion. If you're a Yerushalmi, you follow the meaning of Yerushalayim for hundreds of years, so then you won't keep Kedusha's Pes. You're the peels, you'll use however, you'll throw the stuff out, you can clean out your pot. If you want to be machmir like the Mabit, so then you're going to keep Kedusha Shvius, you're not going to be mafsid, you're not going to throw it out, and so on and so forth. We'll just make one more fascinating point, and that is, the Rambam seems to indicate, when he talks about the mitzvah of the hefker status of Peres of Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam says, in that context of hefker v'notashto, when he brings this posuk, that Kedusha Shvius noheges ben b'fnei abayis ben shaloi b'fnei abayis, which normally means, both in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, both after the times of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a famous discussion, does Kedushas Eretz Yisroel exist bizman hazeh, after the Churban Bayis, on a Deraisa level or on a Derabana level? Derabana, certainly there's a mitzvah, Trumas HaMaisus, Orla, all the mitzvahs, Peah, all the mitzvahs, Kluis Baritz, namely, most importantly, Shviz. Of course, there's no even Derabana. Most Rishonim hold that the Shviz bizman hazeh is only Derabana. Others say that Betzim would be deraisa because Shvius is totally in Yovel, and Yovel is not negev bizman hazeh. The Rambam seems to say that the mitzvah of Shemitah is mideraisa, ben b'fnei abayis, ben shloi b'fnei abayis. Problem is that the Rambam, when he's talking about Malecha Shvius, or let's say when he's talking about writing a prusbul, which is one of the dinim of Shvius, which is totally in the Shemitah observance of the land, says clearly that Shemitah is derabonin, in Perek Zayin, Perek Tes, of Hilcha Shemitah v'Yovel. One of the mahalchim that I've seen is to divide the psukim the way we started the share with. The psukim in Parshas Bahar, which talk about the isim malocha, start with kisavoyu al aretz. The hagdoma to the parsha is when Klai Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, then they become mechuyiv 6 years. They work the 70th of Shav Zaret. As a general rule, whenever the Torah says kisavoyu al aretz, it means because Klai Yisrael entered the land, the Kedusha of those of Eretz Yisrael, so far as those halachs concerned. Same thing, by the way, is Trumas, Maisris, and by Shemitah. The Torah defines it as Bias Kulchem Ba'oretz. Klal Yisrael is found in the land. Today, unfortunately, most of Klal Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael. We don't have that din. Only Midrabonim. The pasuk that we just quoted, the beginning of, in Parshas Mishpatim, doesn't give that prelude, doesn't have that agdama. It doesn't say Kisavayu Ba'oretz. It just says, the 7th year, the produce of Eretz Yisrael will be hefker. That din might not be totally in Klal Yisrael. That's not a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael to do, to not plant, to not work, to not reap, to not sow. That din is a mitzius. The produce of Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Sa'oretz, is that the produce of Eretz Yisrael in the 7th year is hefker. Conceptually, they would seem to be linked up. The status of the fruit that grow by themselves and the fact that you're not allowed to plant both speak to Kedusha's art. But we might understand Beshitas HaRambam that the two are two separate dinim. One din is a din in the Kedusha's Ha'aret that the produce of the land is Va'ochlu, etc. It's Hefker. Another din is the Kedusha's Ha'aret imposes observance of Shemitah on the people that are in the land. Kisavayu L'aretz. That's telling the people being in the land. The first halach is totally in the Kedusha status of the land itself. That might be true, Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam's opinion in the Dinim of the Beis HaMikdash is that even after the Churban HaBayis, the Kedusha HaRabayis is intact, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is intact. Okay. The Din of Peris Eretz Yisrael, that they're Hefker, has to do with the Kedusha inherent in the land. Let's remember that this would sound very much like an extension of the opinion of the Mabit. Loite Beis Yosef, there's a mitzvah for you to be mafkir the land. That's another form of our chiyuv to observe, to do something during Shemitah, to be mafkir. Same way we're not allowed to work, we have to be mafkir the produce. It would, conceptually, it would be harder to differentiate between the two. It would be much easier to hear this light of Mabit. One is telling the Kedusha Sa'aris itself. That's Noig Bisman Azeh even with Deraisa. Whereas the observance of the land that's incumbent on the residents of the land, that is totally in Rav Yeshveh Olah. Today we don't have that, so now that din is only Midirabonim.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.